Díadit agus fáilte rud ag podchríle Bite-Size Irish. Hello and welcome to the Bite-Size Irish podcast. Is mission Níl ó Síl. Well, it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday, Lá Éile Pádraig, and between that and the rugby, we had a big weekend here in Dublin. And that also means at the end of Seachtain na Gaeilge, the 17-day-long festival of everything Irish language. But of course, that doesn't mean the fun stops here. Today I'd like to share with you a member interview that I conducted with Deborah back in December. And I'm sure you'll agree that her energy and enthusiasm for the language is just infectious. And speaking of infection, you may notice my voice is a bit croaky in this recording. I had a winter virus at the time, so apologies for that. We'll hear from Deborah in a moment, but first, a word about Bite-Size Irish membership. At Bite-Size Irish, we have online courses from absolute beginner level to intermediate, which you can follow at your own pace, and we also offer live online sessions to members at explore and grow level. And even better, you, a Ishtor, dear listener, can avail of a 10% discount by simply going to offer.irish. That's offer.irish to get your discount on any monthly or annual membership. And you can make Seachtain na Gaeilge into Bliain na Gaeilge or even Saol na Gaeilge. Not just a week, but a year or a life. But now, let's go to our member interview with Deborah. Díadh agus fáilte romhaibh ag agaibh Will Ella. Hello and welcome to another member interview. It's me Sin Níl, and today in the member interview we have Deborah. So Deborah, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself in Irish, please.
Tagama. Is me Sin Debbie? No, Deborah. Tomé Mahoney in Nua Aurich. Sna Sleta Sleta Adirondack Le Markela Agus Muvadra Tabirt Vashti Aguin Agus Garania Voin Tame Erskor Vime Movuntur Agus Vuinme Oliacht Anish O'Brien Go Partamshra Salawerlan Atul Is Malam Aveg Eg Shul Eg Gariadorat a cocorat, a falam na guigla, you know it.
Anjas or fad my who. So, could you tell us what that was in English, please?
Sure, of course. I'm Debbie. I live in New York State in the Adirondack Mountains with my husband and my dog. We have two children and one granddaughter. I'm retired now, but I was a teacher and I taught science. And now I work part-time in our local library. And I like walking and gardening and reading, cooking, and learning Irish.
Lovely. All very nice things. So lovely to chat to you, Deborah. Of course, you've been with us for a little while. But let's go back to your background then. You're from the States, of course. Are you from an Irish-American background yourself?
I am from an Irish-American background. My grandparents were born in this country. Well, my grandmother was actually born in Canada, but they were all born over here. They weren't born in Ireland, but they were all born to Irish parents. Mm-hmm. So there's always been a sense of Irish identity in my family and Irish pride. And
sorry, is that all of your grandparents had Irish heritage or were Irish?
There was one who was born in Switzerland.
Oh.
So she came over from Switzerland and they were Irish.
Okay. Great. So did you grow up then with this strong Irish American identity? Did you have all of the typical hallmarks, the
the songs and food and everything?
No, we were removed from that. I think my dad had that. Not at all. But for whatever reason, even more than my siblings, but like a lot of my cousins, I had the strong sense of where they came from and wanting to know more. My grandmother died in 1945 and her husband a few years later. So unfortunately, I never knew them. And I always had this sense of longing, you know, wanting to know more about them.
Yeah.
I would pepper my dad with questions, you know, like, you know, why did they go to Canada and what brought her here? And I actually found out fairly recently that they went over as part of a project to build the Rideau Canal.
Oh yeah.
A lot of Irish were involved in that. And I guess promised a wonderful, prosperous life, which didn't happen. But that's the work brought them over. I still don't know how she ended up coming to the United States from Canada, but my great grandparents are buried there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a classic story, I was just going to say, isn't it? Millions of Irish ended up all around the world, and it was usually the work that brought them. There wasn't much work here, and people were going out. I was just thinking of my granduncle who passed away just a couple of weeks ago, but he had settled in Niagara, I think it is, but Ontario was where he lived most of his life. But I think he worked on the roads, and I don't know about canals, but maybe railways or roads or things like that. So hard physical work, but, you know, lived a great life and lived to 90. He got well into his 90s, though, and he was a really, really active guy. But we had so many generations of people like that. I'm sure a lot of people watching will have stories like that, too, of relatives and family members.
I always thought I was missing something, not knowing them, and I think that was part of my fascination with Ireland and my feeling of connection to Ireland, because even when I was very young, I would read books and go through pictures, and it's been a lifelong attraction.
And were you aware of which part of Ireland your family came from or were connected to?
My father had no idea where his grandparents were from. And I did a little digging and thought they were from Cork. But later found out they left Cork. They left Ireland from Cork.
Yes.
I think they were from actually County Mayo. So what they think of me concentrating on Munster, I have no idea. I thought they were from Cork.
Well, Cork is, of course, a big port city. It's got a marvelous, huge natural harbor and so on. So famously, the last stop that the Titanic made was just at Cork, at Cove, on that fateful voyage. A lot of people would have departed from Cork, I suppose. It's more on the Atlantic side of Ireland compared to Dublin. Yeah. You did grow up with some amount of Irish-American identity, but I suppose naturally enough, after a couple of generations, people, you know, mix in, and the culture is, you soak up the culture around you too. Mm-hmm. So the Irish language usually gets lost in these circumstances. When people move away, there isn't so many opportunities. What about your experience with the Irish language? Were you aware that there was a language? Did you ever hear it when you were younger? How did you first come into contact with the language?
Well, I knew just from reading about Ireland, interest in Ireland, that there was a language. I didn't know quite so many people spoke it every day. I didn't know about the Gaeltachts. But I had a sense of that there was some language, that there was an effort to keep that language alive. And I knew that the signs, for example, were bilingual in Ireland. So I had a vague sense of that, but never really thought much about it. And then one day a friend texted, and she's very active with the Irish Cultural Center in Utica, New York, which is nearer to her, but it's about 70 miles from here, from where I live up here. And she said, you know, listen, they're offering, you know, these courses and you can get a discount. And I'm thinking of taking one, you know, what do you think? Would you take it with me? And, you know, I was really taken aback because living here, you know, so isolated, I don't know anyone who speaks Irish here. I mean, but I was instantaneously, I mean, I never even consciously thought about it. And I texted back, well, yes, I'm in, you know, how do I sign up? Sign me up. And that's how I started. I mean, I went from in 5 minutes having this just vague notion of the Irish language to being signed up for a class to study it. So it wasn't something that was long coming at all. It was something that was spontaneous and serendipitous, as it turns out.
Yeah, that's so interesting, but you've obviously stuck with it. It wasn't something that you dropped out of again 10 minutes later. You didn't change your mind again about it. So how did you get on with your class then? Or how did your first steps to learning Irish go?
Well, I was very lucky in a lot of ways. I had every expectation of liking it. I like language. I took Spanish in high school and went on to dual major with chemistry, biology, and Spanish. I became certified to teach Spanish, and I did for about a 2 month period teach biology, high school biology in Spanish with a Spanish textbook to some exchange students, which was really interesting for me. And I took Latin. I took a year of Latin in high school. And to be honest, the only reason I took it with my full schedule is because we have our SATs, which aren't nearly as daunting as the Leaving Cert sounds like it is in Ireland. But at the time in particular, it was an important test. And I, you know, I wanted to get into a good college. I wanted to go to a good university. So the Latin helps your vocabulary part of the exam from the roots. So I thought, well, I'll take Latin. I loved Latin. I mean,
I find that people who've studied Latin, I think it helps them deal with the grammar as well.
I think it does, because when I took Latin and found out, okay, the nouns change, people's names change. And I remember talking with my father about it, and he was, you know, strong Irish Catholic family. He'd gone to Catholic school. He could still run through the prepositions by rote. Wow. And I mean, he was 55 years old at the time. He hadn't looked at Latin since school. And I really enjoyed the Latin. So I had every expectation the same would be true of Irish. But I fell in love with it. I did. The beauty of the language and the complexity. And it's exasperating. I mean, the first thing I learned was, you know, how to say, how are you? And of course, there are three different ways to say, how are you? And it's, you know, I would find when I first found out that counting is different, if it's people or. You know, but I loved it. I loved the challenge. I mean, it's frustrating, but it's so challenging. And I was lucky because I had a really good teacher. I think you might know him. And it was a great introduction. It was a great introduction to Irish because I loved the class, and we had a great group of learners, and it was very congenial. And it was a good start. It was a good start for me.
Great. So that was it. That was the class in person, though, was it on site?
A Zoom class once a week.
It was Zoom. Yeah. And what led you into Bite Size Irish then? How did you discover us?
Well, after my class was over in April, I certainly didn't want to give it up. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to decide what to do, and my friend was no longer going to take the class. She was going to study on her own because summer is so busy.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't have her to practice with, which is another dimension of being able to Zoom in between with her.
Yeah.
And, so I spent a couple months feeling my way. I tried some YouTube channels. I tried Duolingo on the side. Whenever I would look something up online, Bite Size would come up. So I subscribed to the 10 Secrets to Practicing Irish Every Day.
Yeah.
tried them. My husband came home one day and I had post-it notes all over the over the house, which was crazy, but very effective. It really worked. And I listened to...
I've heard quite a few stories about supportive partners who are just happy to even answer the little questions, even though they're definitely not learning the language too, but people who are dealing with the post-it notes and saying hello and thank you in Irish and things like that too. So that's always quite sweet to hear about that.
He's been very supportive. If he's out, in fact, right now with our dogs so that our little West Highland Terrier Finbar won't go running, barking through the house at something in the middle of our interview. And he's very encouraging. But New Up Vowel, I listened to that. That was a great idea because I could read and listen, where I was trying to listen to Irish radio, but it's fast. It's fast for me.
Yes. If anyone doesn't know Nuacht Vowel, it's a podcast that I started myself with some friends before I was even involved with Bite Size Irish. We started during the pandemic. And one thing that spurred me was that I remember a comment online on a very well-known social media platform where someone was asking for advice. And the response was, oh, just listen to Radio na Gaeltachta. Just listen, as if it were the easiest thing in the world. And Radio na Gaeltachta is fantastic, and it has beautiful Irish on it. But it's not for beginners, because it's just a normal radio station in that language. They're not preparing anything specially for learners of Irish. So as a beginner starting out, it's quite challenging. And I thought, well, maybe there's something else we can do to help people who want to practice their listening skills. So with a few friends, when I was back in London, we started Nuacht Vowel, which means slow news. And that is three news stories read slowly every week. So,
brilliant. I love that, because I could understand it. And the reading really helps too, to have a script for what you're listening to. And it's current, so you have context.
And I think being topical really helps, because you probably know the stories anyway. And you can, if there's an unfamiliar word or grammar construction, you can work out from the context what's going on.
I sometimes have it in the background. I would have it in the background if I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Or cleaning, I'm listening to it. And I'm not reading it, so I'm not getting a lot of it. But I'm hearing it. I'm hearing the cadence and I'm hearing words.
That's another good point, actually, because Nuacht Vowel or Radio na Gaeltachta or one of the many other Irish language podcasts or radio stations, just leaving it on in the background, you, without expecting to hear and understand everything, just don't worry about that. You can get used to the sounds of the language.
Absolutely. And
you hear some of those things which are less common in English. Some of the sounds like the CH, the CH sound and so on. When you hear that done, maybe it'll seep in a little bit, and just like, oh, this is the flavor of the language, the cadences, the rhythms, everything like that. So really, it's not a bad idea to just leave some Irish playing.
I found T.G. Cahir very helpful, particularly when I have the closed captioning. So, I watch Mary Kennedy. I watch a show called Sail Ella, which is a coming of age show. And usually with that, I watch the English first and listen, and then I'll go through with the Irish closed captioning. And I picked up a lot of little expressions that way. And they're funny little, like, I'll say, okay, what was that? You know, and I'll look up the closed captioning and look it up. And I picked up a lot of vocabulary doing that, but everything kept coming back to Bite Size when I would research. So, I decided, you know, maybe I'll try the trial, the Bite Size trial. I tried that for about 10 minutes and then I just joined. I'm so glad I did.
And at Bite Size Irish, we have our motto, Gaelic a Gachla, Irish every day. And it's an aspiration, folks, more than it is a demand or necessity. But we strongly believe that if you can do a little every day, then that will help you. I know people are busy and so on. It's not always possible. But rather than doing one big chunk once a week or once a month, it's much better to do a little frequently, and you'll just step by step, came or came, you will add to your Irish. So how do you try to achieve Gaelic Gacha, Deborah? What about you?
Well, Bite Size is perfect for that because it's aptly named. So whether you have larger chunks of time, like I'm lucky to have because I'm retired now, mm-hmm. or little bits of time here and there, there's something for you to do. And generally what I do in the morning is I'll get on Pubble and I'll see who's posted what. What's anybody got to say this morning? And particularly with the time difference, it works well for me because I get up here about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm usually up by then. And by then people in Ireland are up and around, and not that everyone's from Ireland, of course, they're from all over the place, which is another aspect that's I really love.
So again, if people don't know, Pubble, P-O-B-L, Bite Size Pubble, is our online community where people post every day. You can meet other members of the Bite Size community, and there are challenges and conversations and so on. So that's your routine in the morning. You'll check in what's the latest on Pubble.
Yeah, I love that time. Like this morning, Emma posted some poetry, which we've been on a poetry theme, which I love poetry. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm getting, you know, going down a rabbit hole looking up these poets, because I love the poetry she's posting and finding other things. And then she also had given me some feedback about something I'd written as far as, you know, I had a grammatical question. Okay. Which I do all the time. So I loved my class that I took started in January, and it really hooked me. But it was 1 hour a week. So in between, I was basically on my own.
Yeah.
And now I'm never on my own. I get very, very good feedback. Emma will correct my sometimes atrocious grammar, and I'll write it down on cards so that I can put that aside and study later and make sure I've got it. I love Bale. With Ben, and I've got to say that I was the worst example of somebody who, you know, is hesitant to practice Irish for fear of making mistakes, for fear of, I knew there were a lot of people who had a lot more Irish than I did. I'm still just a beginner, but it's such a lovely group of people.
And when you say practice, do you mean practice speaking specifically?
Yes, speaking.
Because that's the thing that gives people a lot of nerves, I think.
I was so nervous. And yeah. I have to say I haven't missed a Bale session since. Mm-hmm. It took a while.
Bale sessions, for anybody who doesn't know, again, that's our live sessions where one of our facilitators takes people through a scripted conversation. So you've got the guidance, you've got the structure there to support you because it is scripted, but you can practice, learn about the grammar and vocab, sure, but you can practice having conversations in Irish with these scripts.
And it's not just the pronunciation that you practice. Ben also goes through, of course, grammar points. So you're learning grammar, and our conversation often goes in different areas than the script. For example, somebody might answer, you know, what do you like to do with your free time? And I mean, that's such an open question. Somebody could answer anything. And then you go down that route and learn some grammar and vocabulary there. And we have a lot of laughs. There's no pressure. And the other learners, everybody helps each other. Everybody's supportive, regardless of what level you're on. So it's the most non-threatening situation you could possibly be in trying to learn to speak Irish. Emma's Cogramoger. I'm, you know, learning to read on the spot, and I'm getting some feedback as to my pronunciation. And Emma also goes through the grammar points. There's the Ashter, where I've done mini courses, and I have reference packs, which you, of course, developed all of this content. And I go back to them again and again. I watched an archive video with Ashlyn.
Oh yeah.
Was before my time, but she was explaining initial mutation really, really well. And I like to watch that video from time to time. But I think that it's natural when you're learning a language to also want to know something about the culture and the people who speak that language and the music. And I also have, you know, I listen to Irish music when I'm cooking. Now I'm getting into the poetry. I loved learning about Halloween traditions. It's very comprehensive. It's very immersive experience for somebody who has never set foot in the country yet. You know, I can practice reading, I can practice writing, I can look at culture. It's really been a great experience for me. And the best part of it is the community, is writing back and forth and getting to know these people from all over who, like you, just want to learn Irish.
Sure. Well, it sounds like apart from having the opportunity, because you said you're retired, but you're also very motivated, and that's one of the biggest thing. But it's clear that you're enjoying yourself with all of this, which is one of the best things too. So would you say that you do a little bit of Irish every day, Gaelic Gachla, then?
Oh yes, I haven't missed a day. Absolutely, and I'm not bragging. It's not work. I love it, and it's you're chatting, you're just having conversations. It just feels like fun, like reaching out, you know. And it's not work at all.
That's fantastic. Well, you really have made a lot of progress for someone who started as a total beginner in January. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so there's no word of Irish.
Yeah, but you've done really, really well with that. Obviously, Gaelic Gachla, folks, Irish every day. We might not all be able to do it every day if you've got a very busy schedule, of course, but it's an aspiration, isn't it? And we believe it will be helpful. It will help you reach your learning goals. So out of all that, then, what would you say you've enjoyed the most about learning Irish through Bite Size?
I think I would say I enjoy the pubble. I enjoy the interaction with people. I enjoy commenting on their posts, hearing their ideas, having them comment on mine. It's not only, you feel, it's very personal.
Yeah.
Personal. And I just feel that, you know, it took so long to write couple sentences when I started, and I didn't start on Bite Size that long ago. It was only this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I just fly through it now by any stretch of the imagination, but I've gotten so much better through practice. And like you said, not a lot of people have the time that I do, but even if you just had time to write a couple sentences every day, you're writing in Irish every day.
Yeah.
Progress really sneaks up on you. I mean, sometimes you feel like I haven't gotten any better in a month. And all of a sudden you read something and you realize you just read that through, you know?
Yeah. It's a nice feeling, isn't it? I had a long gap from Irish one time in my life, and I thought I'd lost everything. I thought I'd forgotten everything. I think I might've spent 10 years without a word of Irish hardly. And I went back to a class and it was very rusty. But by the end of that little course, I was saying things before I realized what I'd said, and shocking myself and thinking, oh, I didn't know I knew how to say that. But it was all, I had previously had a good level and I'd just been out of practice. So these things, they can surprise you like that. Yeah. So you need to unlock it, and little practice every day. It does build up. Yeah.
Been a great experience for me, and it continues to be a great experience for me.
So we have come to the end of 2023, and you've had an amazing year for learning Irish. Do you have any goals for 2024 then, or just a machinshaw after this? Are you, what would you like to do regards your Irish learning in the coming year?
Well, I am going to Cork Aglaina in May.
Ooh,
and this has been a lifelong aspiration. I mean, I raised a family, and we didn't have the means to take the whole family to Ireland in the summer. So I wasn't going to take off and leave my family on a vacation. So it just wasn't the right time to go. And then I took care of my parents as they got very old. Mm-hmm. Then we took care of my mother-in-law. There just wasn't the right time to go. And so I waited 60 years to go to Ireland. Mm-hmm. But I think now that I so unexpectedly discovered Gaeilge, it's a great time to go. It was supposed to happen this way. So yes, in May, my daughter and my son-in-law and my son and I are over. My husband doesn't fly, but he's very supportive and excited about me going. And I'm hoping to go. I want to see some things in Dublin where we land. I've been told I have to see Trinity College by one of my daughter's friends. And
oh, see the library is a thing of beauty. Yeah.
I want to see some of Dublin. And actually, during the lockdown, I would Zoom Mass in. It probably wasn't Zoom, but it was live. It was a live Mass out of Dunleer. Mm-hmm. And I love the music, and I love the Mass, and I love the priest. And he has since moved to Dundalk, which I understand isn't that far from.
No, there's a convenient train take you to Dundalk in a short amount of time from Dublin. Yeah,
so I'd love to go up and catch a Mass in that church in person, because I still watch it, even though I attend Mass here. I still watch it because I enjoy it. I enjoy him so much. And then we are going to Killarney and Kenmare and the peninsula.
So Cork, have you registered for a class or a course there, or are you just visiting the neighborhood? Well,
this trip is just visiting. Mm-hmm. But because of a previous conversation you and I had, I realized there are schools there, and I've looked into one, and I've even looked into lodging for next July. Mm. So I haven't firmed anything up yet, but my husband is like, yes, you know, you should do this. You should go, you know, you'll love it. So I'm hoping to improve my Irish next year.
Yeah. So as Deborah is saying, folks, there are, of course, courses, residential courses in the Gaeltacht, in the Irish-speaking areas for adults. It's a kind of coming of age thing here in Ireland. That's something the kids do. It's our equivalent of a summer camp. You know, we go off to the west of Ireland, to Donegal or Galway or Kerry, and spend a week or 2 weeks as teenagers in the summer. Usually not necessarily the same summer you might get in other parts of the world. It'll be quite blustery, but all of the little teenage dramas and just a week being a week or 2 weeks away in these Irish colleges, learning a bit of Irish. So it's always really great fun. But there are lots of these things now available for adults too. So the most famous one, I think, is probably Idris Gael, who are based in Clan Chulainn-Killa in County Donegal. But there are places, I think, maybe Éireacht Cor Chathaoirne is an organization down there. I'm sure there's something in Cor Chathaoirne, just on the Dingle Peninsula. But also in other parts in Waterford and Galway and in the West generally, in the most beautiful parts of the country as well, I might add. So you've got that wonderful natural scenery in any weather, to be fair. I think it's still gorgeous. But we have these Irish colleges where you've got lots of other people like yourself who are taking a class, and it's all they've got every level available usually. So it's always good fun, great crack, and you meet other people in the same boat. And you're not going to be the first American to sign up to that either, that we always have people coming from Britain and the North America and possibly other parts of the world too.
I'm excited to do it.
Yeah, it's a great way. I was in Glen Chulainn-Killa in July for a week with my partner, and I wasn't working or registered for anything. I was just taking a week's holiday. But my partner actually signed up for the art course. So she was painting all week, in Irish, if that makes any sense.
Oh, how interesting, yes.
Yeah, so she has a good level of Irish, but she was, you know, wanted a little break and something Irish language, but something different as well. So they do have other little courses in hill walking or in Glen Chulainn-Killa for sure. So lots of interesting things there, folks. Lots of cultural activities as well as just pure language. You can go for the pure grammar classes too if that's what you really love. So that's your big plan for 2024 then, Deborah?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's an amazing journey, a whirlwind trip this year, hasn't it been?
It has been. It's been an amazing year. And I can't wait to be standing on the peninsula looking out over the water, and I just can't wait to be there.
Yeah, well, I remember being in Connemara as a boy, because my mom is from Connemara. I remember standing on the beach where she was born, looking at the horizon and squinting and gazing and thinking, can I see New York from here? But my eyes weren't up to the task, unfortunately. So when you come next year, then you're going to stop off in Dublin for a while. So we have to meet up.
No, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we can have coffee, Yaskailaga.
What a year Deborah had in 2023. One thing that may not be immediately obvious is just how much she has progressed within that time, from absolute beginner to a good level now. Of course, our interview was in English, but she really is making the most of Pubble, our online community, and she's reading, writing, interacting in Irish every day, and she's made amazing progress. So well done, Deborah. It's a wonderful example of Gaelic Gachla, Irish Every Day, which you can follow by joining us at Bite Size Irish. So don't forget to have a look at offer.irish, where we have that special discount for you, the podcast listener. Anyway, I hope you had a nice St. Patrick's Day, wherever you were. Banach thín a failia ort. Agus tasúlag am nach will put ort in you. Hope you're not too hungover today. I certainly am not, and not just because I recorded this on Friday. See you again for another podcast in a fortnight. Slán leat.